Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
God, we come before you with a powerful reading
of God's holy word. Before I go any further, praise God. I give all honor and praises to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For he's truly, hallelujah, recognizing God as being the head of our life. So lead us, guide us, and direct us with the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And then I want to also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's truly instrumental in the advancement of Blog Talk Ministry, as well as David and Diane Ministry and Friends, and Monument of Hope and Deliverance. We do a lot of work here in the community, praise God, where the aid, the assistance of young ladies transitioning into society, having issues with the raising and programs with their children. She helps out with all that. Thank God for her diligence of continuing doing so. Also, as I mentioned before, she takes care of a 97-year-old mother and a 79-year-old sister who are handicapped, elderly. But we thank God for her because all of the work that she does, as well as myself, are aided in the advancements in the ministry. And it's what God has called for us to do. So each and every one of you out there that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, I want to acknowledge you as well. First, as I said, my wife, I want to acknowledge first and foremost. And I also want to acknowledge you, all of you who are listening to the Blog Talk Media and so on. God bless you, 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 and you. I'm Elder, once again, David Ambrose Shaw, truly saved, sanctified, and filled with the baptism of God's Holy Ghost. I'm truly thankful that God has delivered me and has brought me a long way. Many of you out there, I see California, I see you 3023, praise God, and God bless you. I see 217, hallelujah, glory to your name, God. And I also see and recognize 708, praise God, God bless each and every one of you. 412, God bless you. We ask that God continue to bless each and every one of you as we also take and go into prayer as we come forth with the powerful reading of God's anointed word in the name of Jesus. Now, once again, we do thank you for your support. We thank you for your time, and we thank you for your presence in the name of Jesus to hear the word of God. We do ask in the name of Jesus, once again, that God continues to bless you, hold you, and keep you in all of what you do. If you desire to support a ministry here at David and Diane Ministry with Friends, feel free through Shaw, S-H-A-W, David, D-A-V-I-D, at 1968@yahoo.com. Praise God. If you feel free to want to sow a seed into our ministry, praise God. We also acknowledge, praise God, for prayer for anyone who wants to also come forth with a prayer when we open mic. Feel free to do so. Acknowledge those things. But before we go any further, we want to mention Brother Andrew Orlander out of Los Angeles, California, brings a word every Monday, praise God. And I praise God, it's truly anointed, and we ask that you continue to share in the listening of that, because he comes with an anointed, powerful message. Amen. And then Lady Diane also comes on, amen, as opportunity permits. As I mentioned, she takes care of elderly. And we just want to be able to pray for her to continue to hold strong. And when she comes, God bless her. Amen. Powerful word. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, we come once again to pause for a moment to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for your grace, your mercy, and your love. Thank you, Father God, for the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross, that allows us to come forth for the remissions of our sins, believing in our heart and confessing with our mouth, Father God, that Jesus died and rose from the dead. You said in your word that we'll be saved. So we pray each and every person that professed and confessed in the name of Jesus, his name, and acknowledged and believed in your heart We pray for each and every one to continue to carry forth the message that Jesus read. We pray for each and every person ailing from any sickness or disease, Father God. We pray for deliverance. We pray for the homeless, hungry, sick, as well as the dying, and those that are less fortunate than ourselves. We continue to pray, Father God, for men, women, boys, and girls that are bringing forth your word of God with effectiveness and with truth. We also as well pray for this country. We pray for our presidents. We pray, Father God, for our politicians. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are still seeking recovery from addiction in which they've encountered in their life. Father God, we pray for the fatherless child. We pray, Father God, for those marriages or relationships that have on a brink of divorce, oh God. We pray for restoration in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, for loneliness and homelessness. We pray, Father God, for those that suffer with the spirit of fear. Father God, yet we stand on your word that you did not give us that spirit of fear or the worry about tomorrow. But we acknowledge you, Father God, in all of what we do. In Jesus' name, give you praise, honor, and glory. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. And we have been steadily moving along. Well, now we're currently in the book of Joshua. Amen. We truly have gone through the wilderness. We've gone through coming out of bondage and slavery. Hallelujah. We've gone through the parting and the kicking it and going before Moses when he came down off the hill with the tablets saying, "Thou shalt serve the Lord thy God with all thy mind, heart, soul, and strength." Are you doing that today? That's a commandment that we have on today. And the commandment that he says also that we have to obey is that which is love the Lord thy God. We should have no other images before him. This is very important in our relationship with the Lord. So let's continue to focus on the word of God as we continue to stand strong. God is the way. Jesus knows the answer. Accept him and believe him in Jesus' name. And as we come forth to Joshua, we're seeing how the families have been promised the promised land. Yet there's those that were not able to go there because God didn't want to give them that promise. Yet now we have that opportunity. And this is where Joshua is going to move forward into the promised land. Let us read. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you. As I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and is Lebanon, every unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, and unto this people shalt thou divide for the inheritance the land which I swore unto thy fathers to give them. Only thou, strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand forward to the land, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever, wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is pierced, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare ye visuals, and within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go and to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. And to the Reubenites and to the Gadites, on a half of the tribe of Manasseh, back Joshua saying, remember the words which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, saying, the Lord your God hath given you rest and hath given you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and your cattle shall remain in the land which Moses gave you on this side, Jordan. But ye shall pass before your brethren armed, all the mighty men of valor, and help them. Unto the Lord hath given your brethren rest, as he wishes the Lord your God given thee. Then ye shall return unto the land of your possession and enjoy it, Jordan, toward the sunrising. And they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us we will do, and whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go, according as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever it be that doeth rebel against thy commandments, and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. Then they went and came into the harlot host, named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there come men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the women took the 2 men and hid them and said thus,
there came men unto me, but I was not with thy they were. And it came to pass about the time of setting up that gate, when it came down, it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I would not pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them.
But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalk of flax, as she had laid in order upon the roof, that the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men,
I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your care is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when you came out of Egypt, and what we did unto the two kings of Amorites, the one other by Jordan. Sihon and Og shall we utterly destroy.
As soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above, and he in her beneath. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, and ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brothers, and my sisters, and all that I have, and they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours. If ye are not this our business, and it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will dwell kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, and her house was upon a town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get ye to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thy oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of secret scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brother and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whatsoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and he will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be within thine be in the house, his blood shall be on our hands. If any hand be upon him, and if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. And she said,
according unto your words, so be it. Send them away.
And they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window.
And they went and came onto the mountain and abode there 3 days
until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way. That found them, they not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun, and told him all things that befall them. And they said unto Joshua, surely the Lord hath delivered unto our hands all the land. For even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. Chapter 3.
And Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests of the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. There shall be a space between you and it, between 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people.
And the Lord said unto Joshua,
this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee.
And they shall command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, when ye are come to the brink of the waters of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Hivites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Amorites and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take ye 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of thy feet of the priests that bear ark of the Lord. The Lord of all the earth shall rest in the waters of Jordan, and the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon a heap. And it came to pass, when the men removed from the tent and passed over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as they that bear the Ark were coming upon unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that were bear the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which come down from above stood and rose up upon the heap very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zeratim. And those that come down before the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, fell and were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood from on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Chapter 4. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, after the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with ye, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men, when he had prepared for the children of Israel out of every tribe a man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God unto the midst of the Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of your Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for the memorial unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of children of Israel, and carried them over with them until the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, and the place where the feet of the priests which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood. And there are until this day.
For the priests which bare the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything which finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people faced it and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben, and the children of God, and have the tribe of Manasseh passed over on before the children of Israel, and Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle at the plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him, and they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come ye out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord with were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up into the dry land, and the waters of Jordan returned unto their place, and flowed over all his face as they did before. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day, on the first month, and encamped at Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan, did Joshua pitch in Gilgal? And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask your fathers in time to come, saying, what mean this stone? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, and the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you till ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up for before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know that hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. Chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them anymore because of the children of Israel. At the time the Lord said unto Joshua, be circumcised and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Joshua made him circumcised and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin.
And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness, by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised. People that were born in the wilderness, by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, then they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness. So all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were circumcised because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto them whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land, which the Lord swore unto the fathers that he would give us, a land that floweth with milk and honey. And the children whom he raised up in their stead, then Joshua circumcised. For they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcised all the people, that they abode in their place in the camp till they were whole. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. And the people of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land of the Moro after the Passover. Unleavened cake, parched corn in the soaking days. And the manna ceased on the Moro after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto this servant? And the captain of the Lord's most host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did. Once again, praise God, praise God, praise God. That's going to conclude the reading of today, chapter 5 of the book of Joshua. I do want to thank each and every one of you for joining us on today. If there be anyone that has any comments, desire of prayer, or anything of that nature, the mics are open. Please go right ahead. Hello? Praise God, praise God. All right, well, praise God. We're going to continue to move forward. Since there be no one to have comments, we do once again, to give you all praise and glory. for all those that are listening unto us. Amen. 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 God bless you. We continue to move forward, praise God, in the advancement of the ministry. And I ask that you continue to pray for each and every one of us, praise God. And we thank God for my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, but she continues to move forward. We just celebrated 8 years of marriage. And once again, I tell the world, love my wife with all my heart, as I love God. For the Bible says that we ought to love our wives as Christ loved the church and died for the church. Hallelujah. And I thank God for that. He gave me another chance. And I thank God for that. And God is an awesome God, and he's still on the throne. Once again, if there be anyone that has any comment, the mic is open. Go right ahead.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you? Enjoy the message. Enjoy the reading. Hello?
Amen, 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 amen.
Yeah,
I
was.
Appreciate you, Lady Diane. We definitely.
Yeah, also got here. I also got to say your name. Your name?
Joshua.
Yeah, so
oh,
we was both.
God.
So me and Joshua sitting here listening is very theatrical, very, like, put you, like, you're right there in the scene. So I really enjoyed it. We have listened from the beginning to the end. Just want to let you know we love you and keep on keeping on, allowing God to use you and bless the people.
Amen. Amen. We truly want to thank God for you, Lady Diane Shaw. Praise God for you brought this forth for, you say, close to 10 years or so, if not more. And we just definitely thank you for your commitment and work in the ministry as well. That going behind the doors where you do a lot of the work, and yet we like you to stand forward to be seen. God bless you. We love you with the love of God, and I love
Amen.
You in my heart.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
And God bless you, Joshua.
Say thank you, saints. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. That is Joshua. Amen. And he's come forth in our family, and we definitely love him. And thank God for him. And as we continue to move forward, we may have him come on radio one time. Amen. Do something for the kids. But we do want to, again, want to thank everyone for joining us on today. I see you out there, Eddie Shaw. God bless you. I would see to pray for you. And just want to say thank God for you in Jesus' name. Well, once again, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. So you be blessed. Till next time.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no weapon.
There just ain't one. Although they've said, never trapped you, I want you to know.